In this moment, our spirits are opened to the very hope which comes from our God. We offer our deepest concerns, our greatest celebrations, the joys we have and the pains we share, and we lift each other in our prayers. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. God, we give you thanks for this place of welcome where we can let our spirits soar to your very presence. Here, day-to-day activities are ordained and become marks of the Christ's kingdom. Now when we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, it is with renewed sense of life's genuine purposes. Here we gain clarity for our calling to be fulfilled in the week and the beyond. No distortions because of uncertainties caused by personal or world circumstances. Here we can receive the inspiration for appropriate judgments affecting our decisions. Here we are renewed as we let go of the things which tie us down. We thank you that we are challenged to greater opportunities, not restrictive expectations. We pray for those whose circumstances will not allow them to understand and appreciate that you are waiting for them to renew their lives. We pray for those whose narrow views do not allow them to hear the cries of others. And we pray for those who do not know that their pain touches the Creator's heart, from which steadfast love flows. We pray for ourselves, since we are among those who either cannot or will not accept that we can bring our joys and sorrows, every one of them, to you. Therefore, we return to where we began our prayers in this place at this time. We are thankful that we experience once again the very presence of you, our God, who turns things upside down. When we are sad, you give us joy. When we are ill, you restore us even in the valley of the shadow of death. When we believe we are the most important person in the world, you remind us that all people matter to you. When we are bereaved, you give us comfort. When we struggle, you move us to a better place. And even when the struggle comes to make appropriate decisions for our church, we believe you will use each one of us as instruments of your peace and grace.